May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And this is from John's Gospel in John chapter 16. Now remember, in this situation, this is Jesus' last real Bible study discipleship time with these disciples who had left everything to follow him before his crucifixion. And he knows what they're about to face. He knows what he's about to face. But of course, again, these are just men. These are just people like us. And they're about to face a lot too, because a lot of confusion's about to take place. They're going to see a lot of evil. They're going to be, we know they were afraid. After the crucifixion, they were hid away in the upper room with the door locked for fear of the Jews, it said. And so there's a lot going on, and Jesus knows that emotionally, and there's going to be all that's going to be happening. There are going to be all these tests and trials. People are going to call them fools for leaving everything. I'm sure that had already been happening in their lives, and now this one they left everything to follow is dead. And so their reputation, their emotions, it's going to be their very lives. They were hidden away for fear of the Jews. They were afraid the Jews would rat them out, and then they would be dead. So it's a really traumatic time for them. And so Jesus, as their mentor, as their Lord, throughout this scripture called the Upper Room Discourse, of course, he's comforting them. He's preparing them for what they're about to face. As a matter of fact, it says in chapter 14, he says in verse 25, "These things I've spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do I give to you? Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." And so he knows, again, there was going to be real opportunities to be fearful. And then over in chapter 16, as he gets more towards the end of this time alone with them, Jesus says, verse 32 of chapter 16, verse 31, he first says, "Do you now believe?" Because he's trying to get them to a place of faith. That's what he's always been doing with them. And the trauma they're about to go through, you know, and the Lord's so brilliant. He can do layers of things at the same time. So there's what he's doing with the redemption of mankind, all the amazing big stuff with the cross. There's also these guys and the people around them, the Mary Magdalene's and the others whom he's been radically discipling. And he's going to pass the baton over to them in just a few days. And so for them to be able to steward faith is really important. And so he says, "Do you now believe? And behold," verse 32, "an hour is coming and already is here for you to be scattered." That's what's going to start happening the next day. "Each to his own home, and you'll leave me alone, yet I'm not alone because the Father's going to be with me." You're going to abandon me in fear and confusion. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have testing." The word here, tribulation, is also the same word for temptation. In the world, you're going to have temptation, and you're going to have testings. "But take courage. I have overcome the world." Now again, in verse chapter 14, he says, "Peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." Now Jesus wasn't saying, "I've got some peace, and I carry it around, and so I'm going to give you some of it." He's literally saying, "The peace that I know, the peace that I experience in my person, my peace, it's not like the world gives, because the peace that the world gives is all circumstantial. When trials and stuff come, it goes out the window. All of us have known that, right, in our journey." He said, "But my peace is not like that. There's something supernatural about my peace." And so when he gets to verse 33 of chapter 16, again he says to them, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me," not in the situation you're about to face, not in the circumstances, not in your ability to control it, not in your ability to anticipate what might happen. See, that's where I get in trouble. I don't know about you. Where I face struggles is when things are going on, I try to, a million scenarios go through my mind trying to anticipate. You know, so I just like travel with my foot on the brake. You know, like the passenger does with their foot on the brake. They can't really stop anything, but somehow it's some sense of control. But the truth is, Jesus is saying, the only peace you're going to have is you're going to find peace in me, in my person. He said, in this world, you're going to have stuff that happens that you have no control over. Circumstances and situations and temptations. It's just going to come out of nowhere. I mean, you realize, I guess, that we can cultivate by cutting off the supply of certain things. We don't get tempted a lot. Like if you watch and look at things you shouldn't look at, you're going to get tempted in that area more. But even if you don't, go live in a cave somewhere. It's still going to come at some level. And sometimes comes like a torrent, like a flood. He said, in this world, you're going to have that. But cheer up, literally the word, take courage. I have overcome the world. And what God has to remind me, and tonight in our Colossians study, I'll talk about this even more, is that my peace and my ability to overcome temptation and to walk through every circumstance as an overcomer is in a person, not in a principle. It's not a formula that you memorize. It's a person that you realize. There's a big difference. It's in person Jesus. Throughout Revelation, it talks about if we overcome, if we overcome, if we overcome. But in 1 John 5, he says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Well, faith is in a person. It's not faith in me. It's not faith in my faith. You know? He says, in this world, you're going to get tested. You're going to have peace in me. I've spoken to things so that in me you can have peace. In this world, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tempted. But I've overcome the world. And here's this very simple thing. If I've done it once, and I'm the overcomer who lives in you, the way you become an overcomer is just keep drawing from my life. The overcomer. We're in union with the overcomer. You don't have to become an overcomer. One already lives in you. And the scripture says your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's where our peace is found. Not in what is going to turn out or whatever. It's in him. That whatever I'm facing, he may not even tell me how he's going to do it, but what he's going to do, but it's his life, and so it's his issue. Any temptation that comes, it's anyway, again, for those of you who get to come again tonight, we'll talk more about that. But that was just an encouraging word to me, so I thought I'd take it out for a spin, see if it was an encouraging word to you. All righty? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.